88.9 Shine FM, Parenting Moments every Wednesday with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. I guess Happy New Year, Kimberly.
Happy New Year, Mike.
2021. I think we're all glad to have 2020 behind us and moving forward.
Absolutely, yes.
Indeed.
And end is in sight.
You got her. And a new topic for the month of January here as well. Oh, I was really intrigued by this when I saw your notes. Family conflict is normal. It's the repair that matters. I love it.
Yes, because the reality is we are spending a lot of time together with our little nuclear household.
Indeed.
And as parents, this can, you know, make us feel like, oh, you know, today, you know, we're going to just be peaceful and get along and no one's going to fight. And then, you know, I don't know, 30 minutes, everyone's and the first fight breaks out. So disconnections are a fact of life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from an amazing article from Developmental Science by Diana DeVice. And she does a great job of pulling together and talking about the research that we know is true about conflict. First, she quotes researcher Ed Tronick, who did a very important study where he looked at parents' attunement to their babies. So attunement is this back and forth rhythm of interaction where we share positive emotions. And what the research found is that even in really healthy, secure, attached relationships, caregivers and babies were only in sync with each other. Okay, so Mike, I know you have the notes in front of you, but if you hadn't have had the notes, how often would you think parents would have to be in sync with their kids for their kids to turn out okay?
I would have thought it was a pretty high number, and I was shocked to see it's only 30%.
Right. Most parents, when I ask them, they're like, ooh, 80, I'm striving for 90. But the reality is that we only get it about 30% of the time.
Wow.
The other 70% are called mismatches, and it's moments when we're out of sync with our child, or we're making repairs with them and coming back together. So the good news is that God's built into babies even this work of trying to repair with their gazes, their smiles, their goos, their calls. But these mismatches and repairs are critical, actually, to our child's growing maturity. Mm. In the mismatches, children learn self-regulation, coping, and resilience. If we attended to all their needs perfectly, we would not set them up for life outside our home where the world does not track them perfectly.
Interesting.
Yeah. So repairing ruptures is actually the most essential thing in parenting. And this is a very famous neuropsychiatrist, Dan Siegel, who's written extensively in the area of parenting and interpersonal neurobiology. Really, life is a series of mismatches, miscommunications, and misattunements between siblings, between parents and children, between friends. So if interpersonal conflict is so unavoidable and even necessary, then the only way we can maintain important relationships is actually to know how to get back into synchronized connections again. So the rest of this month, we're going to be talking about this process of resyncing up to repair ruptures that happen in our valued relationships.
Okay, I like it. That's going to be a great topic. And thank you for letting me know what the word attunement meant. I kind of knew what it was, the definition, but I didn't know what the word that went with it. So that's good.
Yes, good.
There you go. Well, a great topic. We'll continue, of course, every Wednesday. For maybe some new listeners that have joined us after the Christmas music in December, maybe they don't know enough about you, Kimberly. How do people get in touch? What are the services you have and all that sort of stuff?
All right. So Eckert Center has both a north and a south location, making it easier for people to come in for their appointments. And yes, we provide online services as well. And We also have an amazing psychologist by the name of Faye Gosnell. And she's the person I'm kind of highlighting this month because she specializes in family therapy. So if conflicts are happening in your family and you want to figure out how to have that conflict and repair well, she is an amazing resource.
Nice.
You can also go to our website and click the appointment button to book with us. And phone 403-230-2959.
Okay, sounds good. EckertCenter.com, the website, by the way. And, of course, every month or every week, I guess, we give away a consultation courtesy of Kimberly and her team there. So, Kimberly, who are we giving that to today?
Let's go with caller number three today.
Caller three right now, 403-276-8888. Try to hold your family together till next week. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Mike.